Hello, and welcome to this swift end-of-year roundup for 2024 for the podcast, for the YouTube channel, for Beyond generally. I'm your host, Robert Crichton, and it's been a busy year, 2024. We have looked at certainly over 50 plays on the YouTube channel in exploring sessions, first and second looks over the year. Fewer first looks than we had planned, but we've still been ticking our way over through the repertoire of the early modern world, and things have been moving forward in delightful ways. We are clearing very slowly the Jacobean. I think we have recorded now up to about 1605, and those 16 noughties, as it were, the number of plays left to do there is getting very low. And we've been dancing forward in the exploring sessions to the 1640s. The 1640s, those few years that we do there, they've been really quite fun. That's been a thing for the year of that we've found those really interesting. So all of those sessions that I've just been mentioning there, where we've danced through so many plays, they are coming, of course, to YouTube next year. We've been recording those in our normal exploring session format, of which next year when we start up again, you can always sign up and join us for those. But we've been looking at, and you've got upcoming second looks at Ralph Royster Doister. We did first looks at Michaelmas Term, Duchess of Malfi, The Sisters, The Amazon, The Antiquary, Revenge's Tragedy, Queen of Corsica, Messalina, Mayday, Laws of Candy. We finished off the Chester Mysteries cycle. We looked at The Spanish Gypsy, The English Moor, D, Gods and Little Fishes, Caesar and Pompey. What else have we looked at? We looked at how to make fireworks. Fireworks. You want to burn things and blow things up, that's entirely possible. Women Beware Women, More Dissemblers Besides Women, The Ghost, A New Wonder, A Woman Never Vexed, The Elder Brother, Julia Agrippina, The Honest Whore, Lancashire Witches, The Atheist Tragedy, Mage Tragedy, The Guardian, Dick of Devonshire, and various other things that I haven't had time to throw in there. So they're all coming up next year because we recorded them this year. And for all of our online activity, the podcast side of things, we're creeping over 10,000 downloads for the year, and our overall stats for the in total on YouTube and on the podcast, we are pretty much at 150,000. So thank you to all those listeners and viewers out there for doing all of those things, and thanks to all the wonderful volunteers who do the exploring sessions and contribute to what we do here. You have helped keep everything ticking along, and your interest, even if you're not a paying Patreon as well. We have our wonderful patrons, and our patrons vote for the plays we do next. And a little later on, I'm going to say what the new patron-voted play is going to be. For over on the podcast, of course, we do a whole host of things, mostly full-cast audio adaptations. But we don't just do that. We've been doing discussion episodes, discussing Bruton drama Love's Victory. We chatted with Mark Ravenhill. We danced around the play The World and the Child, mirrored some magistrates. We went on the road to Bosworth Field. We discussed Dramatic Women in a number of episodes covering the tragedy of Marion and other plays of that ilk. We ploughed through 1566 and all that with to Hamilton, our crossover adventure. We borrowed some feathers. We did live discussions of Travelling Players and Thomas Middleton. It just doesn't end. Last year, at the end of last year, we did our Revel season in London. That went down incredibly well. Those are recordings are now coming online. In fact, by the time you listen to this, The Old Wives' Tale will be out there. Beware the Cat is out there, but it's on our Patreon, but it's free. You just have to subscribe to free, and you can listen to my performance of Beware the Cat. And in the early months of next year, The Tragedy of Cleopatra by Samuel Daniel, Dido, Queen of Carthage by Christopher Marlowe, and Arden of Feathersham by the unknown, though people are leaning towards Thomas Kidd these days. Those adaptations are coming out in full. Rough versions do exist on our Patreon, but they will be coming out to everyone on the podcast in the early months of 2025. And we have also danced through fragments of plays, Panthea, the Shrewsbury fragments, Astorildo and Carabunculo. We cried Christmas in Lincoln. We hanged Judas. Well, he hanged himself, actually. Well, actually, you don't quite get that far. He accidentally hangs himself early. We also released this last year, Occupation and Idleness, The Conceited Peddler, The World and the Child, Bosworth Field, Priest the Barber. All of those are full cast audio adaptations that came out in 2024. And in the last vote, our wonderful patrons voted for us to do Thomas of Woodstock and Castle of Severance. Those are in the recording studio now. We are doing little bits and pieces of that, pulling that together. We've almost finished Respublica. For those listening to the podcast for many, many years, I promised to do that about 5 years ago, and then a plague got in the way. We've also recorded live The Fall of Richard II, which is based on Mirror for Magistrates. We also recorded A Game at Chess. And not only that, we did nine readings of it. Nine readings of it online. Thanks to, again, all our wonderful patrons and our Exploring Session regulars for making those things happen, because they voted for Game at Chess. And edits for that will also drop on the podcast in 2025. That is getting there. It has, however, also been quite a frustrating year. A number of projects didn't happen. We keep reaching for the stars and then we tend to fall down. But luckily, the great thing about reaching for the stars, you can get quite high before you fall back down again. So sadly, we ended up with a very truncated and unlive thing based on John Lydgate's works. And our Lord Mayor's show that we hope to do live, sadly, things went a bit wrong there. No, not anybody's fault. It was going to be a live event, but sadly it was not. We're going to hopefully record something based on that going forward, so that that live show will, bits of it will survive next year. But also it's a bit disappointing in terms of what's going on in the world around us as well. Last year I was getting really hopeful that there was going to be a lot of good and exciting early modern medieval shows coming out on stage, and there were some really nice things happening out there. Lots of Marlowe, we did a little thing called Faustus to Faustus at the Marlowe Society of America conference. We did that, but over in America there have been Resurgence Theatre have been doing pretty much all of Marlowe's works, and that's continuing into the new year, so 2025. Do look out for Resurgence. There'll be notes in the show description. The Marlowe Sessions, recordings of Marlowe plays done a couple of years ago, I think. They got an additional screening, and it's a year bookended by the Duchess of Malfi. Started off at the Globe, and then an after version closing very soon as I speak. And Edward's Boys produced the Maid's Metamorphoses this year, and a number of other bits and pieces that did happen. Most excitingly, Amadine and Musidorus by Amp Theatre. They started up and hopefully going to be doing lots more early modern drama going forward as well. Again, look out for them, because hopefully there's going to be a lot of exciting work happening there. And that makes it sound like it's a lot. I'm not sure it is, and I'm slightly disappointed that certain big theatres haven't done an awful lot of things, and I'm starting to get cross. And I might start naming names and throwing things out of the pram because people aren't just not trying hard enough. I'm not going to do it this Christmas. I'm going to see what next year brings us. But yes, I was hopeful. I was hopeful, and hopefully there will be more. And that also comes to us. I talked about frustrations as some of the things we weren't able to do this year. We did manage to do a Game at Chess. It was a big day-long event, but a lot of our other events didn't quite happen. But next year, other things will happen, he said. That is the plan. I can't tell you precisely what those things are yet. We are in discussions, and it's slowly getting there to do another revel season, not quite into winter, for next year. And hopefully we're going to do 2 weeks that we'll be doing more plays and plays in slightly different ways as well, if we can make it work. Which is where, of course, the Patreon vote comes in. Very, very useful, because it gives us not only a play we need to produce next year, or at least start to produce next year, do the Lower Slopes groundwork on, but it also gives us a host of other plays that we have something of a mandate to push forward and work with. And as ever, with our Patreon vote, we're hamstrung slightly by the number of people voting, because we don't get much of a differential between what people voted for. But there is one clear winner for 2025. And the clear winner, taking on, I should point out, the way the votes are tabulated, just make it clear, we have previous votes from previous years. If the play didn't win, those votes remain in play. If we had three rounds of votes for anyone who was a Patreon who voted, their vote is counted for the final tally. if that individual has voted many times across those three votes, only one per year is counted, but it's all part of the process of just trying to expand the number of plays on the lists. So the one play that managed to get ahead, nudged ahead by a whole two votes, that was the differential, was inevitably Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe. I roll from the universe. It was always going to be Dr. Faustus. Now, the plan is that we will do this live. We will do the A text and the B text on separate days. But of course, if we are doing a Revel season, and it's not a definite yet, then obviously we've got other plays we want to put into the mix. And this is where we can look into what the other plays voted for by our patrons were. And in joint second place, and by when I say joint, I mean the five plays that were came second. This is my problem, is I always end up with everybody votes for the same bloody things. Or, you know, everybody votes for a massive wide range and that they don't get any differential. So on that list I have The Spanish Tragedy. Nice, cheerful, happy, fun play. We also have The Wise Woman of Hogsden, which brings out a lot of cheers, I know. We also have The Witch of Edmonton. We also have James the Fourth, which has come again. It has been a semi-winner before. James the Fourth is quite a fiddly play, and also on that list we have the famous victories of Henry the Fifth. Now, not all of those feel like they're a season, but it's quite a witchy, demony selection. And so my thinking, and this will carry on when we go down slightly further down the list, as I'm going to complete the top 15 of our votes, is that we can probably put together a really nice Halloween spooky season. We've got demons, we've got witches, we've got tragedies that could function as horror. And I think that's a sellable season that we could do. And not only that, we've got plays that are also quite funny, as well as quite dark. Faustus is a good mix. Wise Woman of Hogsden is just really fun, as well as the much darker and much less funny plays. And also there's a lot of other text and material that we could do to mix in. Further down the list, we have The White Devil making inroads. That basically came from nowhere, weirdly. Nobody had really voted for The White Devil before. I don't know why not. We haven't even done a first look exploring session of The White Devil, so I'm going to say now that's probably not going to make the cut for a full show next year, but we're definitely going to do work on it next year. That's an absolute definite. Popular room favourite from those who used to do the evening sessions, Tancred and Gismunda. which has, I think it's fair to say, someone in our Patreon has been lobbying quietly in the background for several years for us to do that one. And that's just quite, keep going. And that is a dark, dark, twisted story, which fits within horror and the supernatural. There's a vampire Cupid, and there are furies in the basement. So and evil snakes. So and finally on that joint ranking, we also have The Tragedy of Hoffman, which is a hilariously horrible play, starting with someone getting their head seared with a molten hot crown. So that's in the running. So again, a lot of those could happily fit within a season, and this is where I start going into the logistics of how much we can afford, how big our ensemble could be over a week to 2 weeks if we do that. Next down, as we're into the next joint about in the top 10-ish here, we have The Witch, which features a violin playing cat. Fry Bacon of Fry Bungay, which again is also a supernatural play. We then also have The Atheist Tragedy, and then Two Angry Women of Abingdon, which keeps bobbing along. I don't know who keeps voting for it, but someone keeps voting for it. It's a slightly problematic play, but the first scene is brilliant. And we also have a Knight of the Burning Pestle, which has slowly been creeping up in the background. Again, Knight of the Burning Pestle is a logistical nightmare to produce, and so I'm quite glad it's quite low down the rankings, but it does give me notice that that is coming up a lot on the inside lane, and so we can start doing work on that. We also have lower down the rankings, but not really placed anywhere, Edward IV, A Yorkshire Tragedy, and Women Beware Women. So those are the runners and riders in the top 15 or so, and we have a whole host of plays now to do first looks on. A lot of people have been voting for plays we haven't done yet. Island Princess got notable votes this time around. Roman Actor, that's been buzzing around in the background. That'll come through soon. Whole series of plays that we haven't done yet, which I'm now going to bump up the rankings as to what we're going to be reading next year for first looks. And similarly with second looks as well. Again, I've got about 50 plays there that people want us to do more work on. So that is what we're going to be doing. Interestingly, in the vote for which playwright anyone would like to do, Decker won. It's interesting. Almost nobody voted for a Thomas Decker play, but they all voted. They, you know, they like the general idea of Decker, but they're less keen on a specific Decker going anywhere. So it's sort of odd. John Lilly was the big he's joint winner of the playwright list was Lilly again this year. But Lily's plays have fallen down in the rankings. Nobody really voted for Lily this year, which was a shame. I really want to do Midas. I really do want to do Midas. It's one of my favourite Lily plays. And alas, that didn't make it. General voting was joint winners were people wanted comedy and tragedy this year. Histories really fell. Once Thomas of Woodstock was voted through, I think everyone went, OK, I'm good for history for a while. Don't need another history play. So that is the general shape for the year. We have a host of plays to do for exploring sessions. We have a play happening middle of the year. And we hopefully will have a demon-y, witchy rebel season towards the end of the year. All of which will be recorded and distributed online for you wonderful listeners and viewers out there. And if you want to support, because all this stuff costs an absolute ton of money, it really is incredibly hard to make these things happen because early modern plays mostly have large casts. Do support us on our Patreon, patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. If you cannot afford to join us on the Patreon, that's absolutely fine, but there is a free subscriber tier, so you can always be kept up to date. You get a monthly roundup with some additional material. So you can always join our Patreon for free and just, you know, keep in the loop. Keep in the loop with us. And you can always do a one-off donation on ko-fi.com /beyondshakespeare. If you just want to just throw us a few pennies here and there, everything makes a difference. But frankly, it's your attention that matters. Your participation. These votes, even those early votes were just to try and create a shortlist. Those free votes were really helpful. They're really useful to know what people are interested in and where they want to go. Join us online. Our exploring session is completely free. Anyone can join them anytime you like. There's a sign-up form on the website. Go there, sign up, join us. All those things happen because you make them happen. I'm sitting here in the centre pulling all these various levers to make the things occur, but really it couldn't happen without your support because this is just such a massive enterprise, hopefully growing every year. I aim each year to slightly increase the amount of shows that we can produce, the amount of stuff that we can distribute, and other people that we can support. Starting to see, actually, people taking the stuff that we're putting out there and using that as a resource to actually build their own work and to say, hey, you're clearly wrong in everything you think. Because, you know, when you read that play, you got that bit wrong. I'm going to do it right. So, you know, even when we get it horribly wrong, you know what? We're inspiring people. We're inspiring people through just hate and passive-aggressive abuse and just irritation. And, you know, that I consider an achievement. That's what I feel that I was here to do, is to just try and just irk people into doing that production of A Shoemaker's Holiday. The only Decker play that ever seems to get any votes. Otherwise, all that remains is thank all the wonderful viewers, all the wonderful listeners, all the wonderful participants, all the wonderful patrons, everyone who has kept everything going. Have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. And goodbye.